Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You know how this plays out for us, right?
Oh, please tell me.
Because I got high hopes for either Shedeur Sanders or Dylan Gabriel. You know what? Even Kenny Pickett. Might as well, right?
You that's do not where I'm have at high now. Hopes for Kenny Pickett.
Nah, this is where I'm at right now. Because if it means, if it's different from Deshaun Watson, hell yeah, son. Forget all those things I said about your hands. Forget all those things. Don't worry about what I said to Pony. No. That's Pat. I feel like John Voight in Varsity Blues. When John Moxon has to go in, don't worry, son, I'm behind you. You know he don't mean it. You know he don't mean it. And I would not mean it with Kenny. Don't worry, Kenny, I'm behind you. Mm-mm. No, but I got to do it because I can't have him back. You can't do that. But you know how this plays out. It's January, what? When's the last game of the season? They play him. You're in a position to get the number one overall pick. He plays just well enough. That would be the ultimate. 176 yards, a touchdown, an interception, fumble. Throw that in there because he fumbles the ball like crazy too now.
I feel like he got a game ball for this exact type of stat line once. I feel like they celebrated it and posted it all over social media.
I was going to say that's his career high as a Cleveland Brown.
And we win 13-10. Here you go.
It was against the Washington Commanders.
Oh, God, it was.
And Arch Manning decides, hey, you know what? I've had enough of Texas. Might as well make it as awful as possible.
Oh, God.
You know he'd love that. You don't like it here. I hope that this is just summer content. I hope that this is NFL summer content. You know what? I was sick of talking about Bill Belichick and everything he does with his girlfriend.
Welcome that conversation right now.
Let's talk about Bill Belichick. I'd much rather talk about Bill Belichick and his sex life.
Deshaun Watson start a game for the Browns this year or Giannis become a Cavalier? What's more likely to happen?
Oh, God, don't make me admit that.
You better get one of them out there right now.
Don't make me admit that. Nick and Talmadge. Nick, hello.
Guys, after sitting through 1-31 and sitting through the Deshaun debacle, I would rather sit through another 1-31 than to go through another thing that we went through with Deshaun. So the fact that Albert Breer brings this up, and I respect him as a journalist, a reporter, but the one thing me and my buddies all grew up doing is talking sports and arguing. It's the most subjective thing you can do in the world. So I don't agree with this take at all. And if it's true, I'm going to shoot myself in the face with an elephant dart because I do not want to sit through that stuff. This offseason, if nothing else, has been entertaining, optimistically entertaining. We got 3, 4, 5 viable candidates, whatever we have. It's been great. I thought we did great in the draft. And quite honestly, Albert just tried to pee on my cornflakes, and I'm not happy about it.
Yeah, I got to tell you, Nick, thank you very much for the call. Like, you and I, it was crazy. You and I had this big argument about how fun this was yesterday. Just yesterday, right? And I'm like, I'm having a blast. I am so excited for this offseason. I'm so excited for the training camp. I am. I really am. I want to see how they work out the reps. I want to see Dylan Gabriel. I know you weren't there that Friday, Dylan Gabriel. I mean, the ground didn't shake underneath his feet, but I mean the ball whistles. He throws the ball as hard as anybody I've ever seen. Shedeur Sanders looks like an upright and all right NFL quarterback. And I'm looking forward to all this, man. And I'm like, man, don't do this to me. Don't do this to us. Not me. It's not a me. Don't do this to us. Don't do this to us. just let that just marinate and eventually let the problem go away.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
And let's just all move on. The stadium issue, I got the mayor going, all right, that's fine. Off you go. Good luck to you. Does it not feel a lot kumbaya before all this? Like, I know Chris Renaud and Dave Jenkins sending letters to each other. And then the mayor comes out. He goes on Fox 8. Okay, we got other things we got to worry about. It's like, okay, we're putting down the swords here. We're all going to move on together. Hopefully, we'll mend the fences and move on as friends. I got this young quarterback here. I got another young quarterback there. I got another older but still young quarterback. I got a guy who's a fan favorite who's back, and we'll see where he fits into all this. I got Mason Graham, who seems like a fine young man. Miles is back. Joel's back. The interview we had yesterday. Joel's back.
It feels like the fan base is healing.
Denzel is still here. Yeah, exactly. And we got an optimistic future to look forward to. Two first-round picks next year. A brand-new stadium over in Brook Park that's going to be opulent and doesn't look like the rest of the other cookie-cutter artist renderings that we see. And I am getting calls about this. No. Go. Get out of here. Lonnie in North Ridgeville. Yellow.
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Hi, Lonnie.
I really don't understand what the Browns are doing.
No, I understand it. Well, I don't know. Is it even what the Browns are doing? I mean, I'm just reacting to what Albert Breer and Mary Kay Cabot say.
I'm flabbergasted that Stefanski is, like, really into Dylan Gabriel at his height. And if I were the Browns, I would just develop Shador, who looks like he's going to be a really good quarterback. I would just develop him, maybe start Joe Flacco and see what happens. But all this five quarterbacks and all this crap, I just don't get it.
You know,
you got two first-round picks, invest in a receiver next year.
I'm going to go with Lima on this. Lonnie, thank you very much for the call. I'm going to go with you on this. This is something that has to do with you can't say the wrong thing because they can use it against each other. You know what I mean? This could end up in court, something like that. You don't want to say something bad. You don't want to do that where, okay, you know, everybody has the right to work. He has the right to work.
It just does seem very odd.
You don't want to bury him and put him in a position he can't be signed somewhere else.
That we had finally gotten to this point where here are the new shiny toys. Here are the new quarterbacks to watch and monitor and get invested in. And maybe pick which one you want to go to battle with, right?
Yeah.
Fan base. It's fracturing the fan base in a totally innocent way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not contaminated yet. It hasn't gotten there. It's just like, yeah, I like Shador Sanders. Some people, a lot less, maybe they like Dylan Gabriel. Nobody likes Kenny Pickett, but that's another story. So finally, that's all happening. And then you throw this Deshaun Watson thing into the conversation. It's just weird.
Why couldn't these reports have started with,
guys,
someone in the building said legally he has to be involved in the quarterback conversation?
Yeah.
Because legally he does.
That's fine. That's fine.
Until his contract's terminated.
Yep. That's fine. This is just something they have to say. This isn't, no, that's not going to, that's not real.
That's what we're going to end with.
Yeah,
so
that's
we
not,
feel good.
You have to leave the door. You have to leave the door cracked. You have to leave the light on. You have to, because you got to be performative about it. That's all. That's all. That's
but
not
it
real.
Felt like they boarded up the door and now
that's
they're taking
real.
The boards off.
That's May talk. That's May and June talk. When we get to late July and camp starts, we'll get down to business. We'll get down to the future of the Browns. That's what we'll do. Yeah. That's what we're going to do. Shador, Dylan, Kenny. I mean, we're gonna do that. No. This is legalese. That's what this is. It's the same thing Ebenezer Scrooge said before the ghost started showing up. But either way, that's what all this is. This is just devil in the details stuff.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.